Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is I, Lady Y. Good morning, USA, America, kings and queens all over the world. Good morning, y'all. All right, it's Popping Friday, all right? And God is good when all the time. When in doubt, over here, we pray it out. Yes, baby, good morning. It is I, Lady Y. It's Popping Friday. You understand me? Today. Okay. USA. It's Popping Friday all over the world. Yes, baby. I changed it because you popping. We popping. Jesus popping. Popping. Okay. And you ought to be happy you popping this month. This beautiful. See, God ain't done with me yet. You see, I had to stop in mid-track. This beautiful Friday morning. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Baby, we about to get into it. I'm going to tell you, it's popping out here in the world today. What is wrong with y'all? Let's just jump into it. Everybody breaking up. That ain't popping. Okay, on this Popping Friday with your girl, Lady Y. All right. It is I, Lady Y. All right. Let's get into it. We're going to jump right into the topics of the week. Baby, I feel sorry. Okay, I do. And do. I'm human. I'm human. Okay, listen. No copyrights to any music y'all might hear in the background this morning. Baby, let's get into it. Y'all popping all over the world, baby. Okay, listen. I want to start off by saying everybody can't be single. Let's just get right up into it. Everybody cannot be single. It's like everybody breaking up. What y'all breaking up for? Ooh, y'all gonna learn the hard way. Two is better than one, especially y'all older seasonal people. I don't know what's going on. Okay, but listen, we ain't got long. But just like I said, live your best life. Okay, right now. All right, wait a minute. Let's get into it, baby, because some of us is already, all right, making some of our New Year's resolutions already. Okay, some of us is already starting to get rid of the baggage. We say we're not going into the new year with dead weight. Allegedly, that's Miss Carly B, Miss Beautiful Carly B herself. She said, you know what? This year, I'm not going into next. Listen, this year, maybe this year, y'all, I carried that bad weight. But let me tell y'all something. Next year, and I can hear it in her voice when a woman's fed up. I can hear it in her voice. She done. She done did all she could do. I love you, Miss Carly B. You keep on doing your thing. We love you. Listen, it's your decision on whatever you want to do. But Miss Carly B said next year, she ain't carrying no more dead weight. She tired. It's heavy. Okay, contrary to what y'all think, she might look good carrying it, huh? She might look real good carrying it, but she tired. When a woman's fed up, huh? When we tired, we tired. Miss Carly B said, no more dead weight next year. That's saying a mouthful, ladies and gentlemen, without saying a mouthful. Okay, right. That's curling around Beyonce's internet, allegedly, baby. That's hot news. Because y'all, we all know she's still going to ride for her family because that's what type of woman she is. But we all know, baby, when she done, she done. She tired. It's a lot. Okay? Y'all don't even know, baby girl said. Just beautiful. We're going to keep our eyes on you, and I'm going to keep praying for you. I love to pray for people I love. That's another one of my little nieces in my head. You see what I'm saying? You see them going through, but you got to sit back and leave them alone and wait till they get tired, like my daughter. You see them going through, but you got to sit back and wait till they get tired. You understand me? Right. You may be tired. You've been tired. You've been done with it. Been washed your hands of it. But you can't do nothing but put the situation in God's hands. Feel like a mother watching a child go through a little bit. You understand? But she got it. Okay? She gonna get it. And when she do, shame on you, partner. Ain't nobody gonna deal with it. Anyway, okay, Mark, Mr. Mark Cuban, you know, he got his eye on running for the presidency. You know, the one who be on the Shark Tank, and he got a lot of, you know, investments. He got a lot of Right. A lot of everything. Okay, he's a rich guy. All right, he's getting rid of all his assets so he can run for presidency. Allegedly, he got his eye on it. Okay, I say go with it, baby. All right, you know how to shook and drive. You know what's good, what's out there today. You know what could be going on with politics. He's willing to learn. I like the ones that's willing to learn from the bottom all the way to the top. You understand me? So, Mark Curbin, we're going to keep an eye on you. Cuban Curbin, I messed the last name up, but I'm still, sir, going to keep an eye on you. No disrespect. Well, cause especially you got your eye on the presidency. You damn right. I'm going to keep your eye on you. Uh-huh. Right. And other news today, we're going to talk about, right. We're going to talk about how Taylor Swift, remember back in the days, way back in the days at the awards where they gave Taylor Swift an award and Kanye felt like Taylor didn't deserve it. And he said Beyonce was the best artist of the year or something like that. Remember that back in the days, way back in the day, remember that? Well, word on the street was, allegedly, Taylor was real broken up about this. She broke up. She moved out the country. She was real tore up on the inside, you know, by this. Okay. But listen, what don't kill you, Taylor, beautiful one, makes you stronger. And congratulations, baby, on that person. All right. Get it right. Miss Taylor Swift is Person of the Year. Times named her Person of the Year, baby. Okay. Congratulations, baby. Congrats. That's a beautiful honor. Okay, listen here. You went through back in the days. They talked that stuff they did. But look at you now. Ain't that beautiful? You up there with the big dogs now. Woo, 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 woo. Go ahead, Taylor Swift. Okay, go ahead, TS. Okay, well, tell them now who's the best. Okay, now what? All right. In a minute, what are you going to say? In a minute, baby, you're going to have to kiss my ass. Okay, I had to say it for her. She's so sweet. Y'all know she wasn't going to say it. I had to say it for her. Y'all know the why. Okay, we had to say it. Okay, oh, y'all know. Shoot, I had to say it. Right. All right, in other news, okay, Henry Winkler opened up about his life and career, okay, as the Fonz and Beyond. Y'all remember that Happy Days? I did. That was my movie, hey. And I loved him, and he still went on, though. Okay, he still went through. You can survive Hollywood. Okay, you can have a career and survive Hollywood. And this man went in Hollywood for years. He got a book, okay, for real. Life and Career of the Fonz and Beyond. Okay, it's a bestseller, too. I bet you it is. Congratulations, Mr. Henry Winkler. All right, the Fonz. You knew I was going to get that right. Y'all knew I cut that with my show. Oh, cut that with my show, baby. All right, here in other news, allegedly. All right, allegedly, Britney trying to get it right. All right, Britney Spears, yes, she trying to get with the family. It's the holidays. She loved them. She just wrote her book. She missed them, allegedly. She's in that big house all by herself. You know, she realized that family is important. And my prayers goes out to her father because, you know, he just got his legs amputated, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk. And I know that's hard. That's hard for anyone. So, Britney, yes, baby, show your soft side. We all knew you have a heart, baby. We know you have a heart. So she's going to be reaching out to her father. She already did her mama, brother, sisters. Okay, now it's her father's turn. Okay, right. Let's talk about it. Baby, listen here. When it rains, it pours. I tell you, Diddy got another sexual harassment lawsuit. Okay, what do y'all know what I'm talking about? Boy, every time I talk about something from, they say allegedly, word on the streets, 2003, y'all. Baby, ooh, they say Diddy was out there acting up. Okay, she claiming sex trafficking. She claiming gang raped. Baby, and here's the coldest. She got pictures, allegedly. Word on the screen, so to speak, to back her shit up. Baby, when it rains, it's poor. Diddy, I just go in, let my lawyers deal with this. I don't think I would want to be seen. Boy, you was something else. You were doing that thing out there. Boy, brrr, look like we might allegedly, word on the streets, they gonna say, they say it in a minute, we're gonna have to see Diddy in court. Now, word on that story, more on that story as it develops, okay? Here's another story we're gonna jump into with Jonathan Majors, okay, the accuser. Right. They saying they got some type of video, baby. That ain't good. If they got that little lady got some type of video to claim her accusations, okay, Lord, you, I'm glad you got that Bible, baby, because you definitely gonna need Jesus. More on that story, as it, right, as it develops, because they ain't did nothing but the opening testimonies and, you know, the open things, yeah, right, that's all they did, they ain't really got to the nitty gritty yet. So more on that Jonathan Majors, right, story, okay, as it develops. Now, y'all remember the news anchor them that got fired or allegedly got in trouble because they were sleeping together and both of them was married? Right. Okay, well, now they divorced. Now, in a strange twist of faith, right, they exes are now together, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. Yeah, you know, the news anchor them, who wasn't supposed to be, right, because they worked together, they wasn't supposed to be, you know, loving and humping and bumping, but they was, right, and both of them was married, and their partners found out, so they had to get divorced. Well, yeah, honey, their other partners found love on the other side. You know, they found love on the two-way street. Understand? And picked it up on the lonely highway. It is I, your girl, the way. Pop, pop, popping Friday, baby. It's popping. The reason why I'm so happy, I want to tell y'all, because I love y'all. Okay? It is I, Lady Y. I love y'all. The reason why I'm so happy is because we popping with life. God has given us another day to survive and go out here and try to do what? Make some type of difference. I said I'll make some type of difference. Pop it, pop, pop, pop it on Friday. Okay. Alexis, play my music, please. Oh, my God. It's so hard to get decent help around here. Alexis, play my favorite song, please.
Your life and your
song. Oh my God, that's what I'm talking about. Did y'all see the attitude though? Oh my God, she personalized just for me. Okay, just for me. Okay, now let's get into it, baby. Let's get into it because we got more news up in here. Don't think I'm done because I'm not. Okay, now we got the Blueface saga popping off, allegedly. Okay, we got the Blueface saga popping off. He's real upset. He real upset with Jaden Alexis because allegedly the baby girl ain't his. Oh, baby, they got a lot going on up over there. A lot going on up over there. He mad because he can't go run to the other baby mama, which is The Rock, Krishawn, because she got a new boo, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak. Right, she got a new boo, so he can't, you know, he can't go up over there. So that's off limits, you know. And so the Blueface world, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk, allegedly is getting quite lonely unless he apologized for Jaden Alexis. Now, listen. All right. Now, somebody said, okay, right, let's get into it. Somebody said, like, this weekend, what was it, a couple days ago? We'll say yesterday or last night. I think it was Thursday or something. Right. Mr. Nick Cannon allegedly was holding something, baddies against the wildies, wildies against baddies or something like that in Vegas. All right. Well, it was the baddies, which was Natalie Nunn and her crew. And then the wild ones, I believe, was Jocelyn Hernandez and her crew. Oh my God. Word on the street is, allegedly, baby, it was an outright brawl up in there. And I can't wait to see it on Zeus. Baby, that's my guilty addiction. Listen, y'all, that's my embarrassing, quiet, addiction. Okay, I will watch me some Zeus. And then that baby was just on the other day saying that a D.C. restaurant refused to let her in. I'm not going to say which D.C. restaurant, allegedly, because this is a allegedly story, didn't let her in because she was with Zeus, you know, Productions. That's what Miss Natalie Nunn said, allegedly. Word on the streets, so to speak. Well, we didn't get the restaurants side to the story, and we want their side of the story because guess what? We want to be fair, okay? We want to know why y'all didn't let the Zeus production in. But yeah, they said it. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is I, Lady Y, on Pop Pop, Popping, Popping, Popping Friday. Yes, world, USA. Okay, what I say, what I say. Now, before we were so rudely interrupted, I was telling y'all about that bra they had last night in Vegas. Nick Cannon threw it. Baddies against Wildies or Wildies against Baddies. But the lineup was awesome, y'all. The lineup was Jocelyn Hernandez, all right, and the Cabaret on one side. Then we had Natalie Nunn and the Baddies on the other side. Then we had Gorilla, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. She was only there to perform, okay? But word on the streets, allegedly, her hairdressers got in on it. And they said, Takeshi, you know, Krishan Rock sister, the one that be knocking people out left and right. I don't understand why y'all still be coming for Lil Mama, okay? And she ain't called for none of y'all, okay? Well, word on the streets was one of the hairdressers, allegedly, who was pregnant, okay? If you pregnant, please sit down. Why is she there and she is with child? I just really don't understand the way y'all thinking process, y'all nipple babies. But anywho, she had to be a nipple. Cause why would you be there? Oh, and you with Chayo? Okay, but anyway, she the one with the smart mouth, they say, allegedly, word on the screens. They said that she said something crazy to Takeshi's people, and then it was up, okay, outside. This didn't happen on the inside. This scraffle, this brothel happened, allegedly, on the outside, okay? All right, they said it was bad, baby, okay? They said, now, I'll tell you what they said. Now, I'm going to tell y'all what they were saying. Now, allegedly, this word on the screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk, okay? Someone, a source that was close, a source that was there and seen the whole thing go down, they said that the security corps, which was our people, Zeus people, was holding back Natalie and Rolly and all them, and then, you know, wasn't holding, you know, the Cabaret, okay? They were saying they was getting a couple sucker punches in. They was like, right, they said Miss Hernandez wasn't even fighting. Y'all know Miss Hernandez can't fight. She already got a case open. What would make y'all think that she would even try to fight y'all right now? And here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. Yeah, I don't think y'all want her to. Okay, I don't think y'all want to release the beast. Oh, hello, pop, pop, popping Friday with yo, Lady Y. Okay, yeah, I don't think y'all, didn't y'all see her knock out that gal at our little champs, boxing match right after that backstage? Did not nobody see her tear through some damn securities to get to her one prey? Oh, baby, I pray she never fight me. I hope she stay going back and forth, because they was upset. They was like, they said, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, that, you know, that Jocelyn, y'all know who Jocelyn is, that Jocelyn mushed her ass. Everybody know what mush is, right? Okay, well, some of y'all don't know. All right, some of my fair skin partners, let me tell you, tan skins, okay? Grr, I love y'all there. All right, now, when they say mush, when urban folks, brown skin, when we say mush, okay, that means you got pushed in your forehead. Like, you know, they use the palm of their little pen, and push your head back. You know, like, boom, you know, like, what? You know, they just mush you. Now, listen, trust and believe, that stuff is still assault. Okay, because it depends on the musher. And baby, if Jocelyn Hernandez mushed you, bitch, you got neck, you got whiplash. Okay, because them hands, if she touched you, even in a little bittiest way with anger, baby, you gonna feel it the next day. Okay, they was all upset because they didn't let Jocelyn fight. Not me. I love y'all. Okay, Zeus Security was doing you guys a favor because they know when Jocelyn Hernandez, when this Scorpio, okay, it is I, Lady Y, when this Scorpio gets acting up, she gonna tear somebody's head off. That's a lion, okay, in disguise. That's a beautiful lion in disguise. Okay, y'all don't want to play with her, do you? Do you? Do you? I mean, do you really? Do you really want to play with her on this pop, pop, popping Friday? It's popping Friday which would I, Lady Y? It's a beautiful day out here in the seas. It's still chilly when the sun go down. Don't even play. It's winter all around the world, baby. All around the world, okay? And I can't wait to see this. Okay, good going, Nick. I wanna take the time out to thank Nick Cannon for putting this little production on. They said it was beautiful. They said, now word on the street, so to speak, allegedly, they said Jocelyn was giving us a show. She was bending over, patting her bottom, okay, her buttocks, her atom maximum, gluteus maximum. They said she was bending over in front of Nick, popping the booty and everything. They said the husband back there was getting all upset. Control, get your girl. Huh? What's his name? What's her husband's name? What's his name? His name is, I know his name. His name is right at the tip of my tongue. Okay, they said he was upset, though. They said the husband was upset because Mr. Jocelyn Hernandez, baby, was bringing that sexy out, as she always do. Y'all know she's sexy. That's that Scorpio. I'm too sexy for my clothes, too sexy for these hoes, too sexy for my man. Hey, okay, hey. He was upset. What's his name? What's his name? Y'all, it's on the tip of my... her husband, he was very upset, okay? Everybody was trying to control it. Nick, they said she was playing it cool. Good going. I want to say to Nick Cannon, baby, good move, good hookup. Good, damn it. I ain't even seen it, y'all. And they say it's a must-see, and they say it's a live show. So you don't know what could be going on at any time. That's what I'm talking about. Natalie, good going, baby girl. Congratulations. Okay, you and Jocelyn Hernandez, baby. Because you know the team up with Jocelyn. Baby. By the way, how's your neck? Okay, I just want to say, I love it. I cannot wait to have till... Okay, it comes out. That's my little guilty pleasure, y'all. I just wanted to say that to y'all on this pop, 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 popping Friday with Lady Y herself. Now, let's get into it, okay? Because all y'all getting divorced, okay? Let's just put that out there. Y'all doing that. That's not me, okay? This is what I'm reading. You understand me? Everybody breaking up. You know, if you ain't married, you're breaking up. Okay, you're getting replaced. All right, now listen. On this Jeezy and Jenny Meyer, okay, baby, it's getting nasty. All right, listen, we got three couples right now that I know that it's going to get nasty, and I'm going to go ahead and tune in. The first one is Jenny Myers and Jeezy, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak. Jenny talking about she got some evidence that Jeezy has cheated. Baby, can you not? I will. I am going to be in that. And another one that I'm going to look at is Tiana Taylor, my beautiful TT and Oman, because he's upset. Okay, so he going to strike again. You know what I'm saying? Allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak. When you upset with somebody, okay, for no particular reason, because, you know, she didn't do what he said or whatever, things didn't go the way he planned, they going, when they mad and bitter, they going to strike again. I'm going to be looking into that. Okay, I am. And Kim and Croy, I mean, what goes up must come down. I'm definitely finna, right. I'm definitely finna keep my eye on them because they just, you know, yeah. You know, right. That's all I can say with that. All right, that's all I can say. And we definitely gonna keep our eyes on this Jesse Smollett story. We gonna see what they gonna do to him because he lost his appeal on that host case. And allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak. So we need to, you know, we need to see what's going to happen now. I mean, he dragged it out for years. So we're going to see what the old folks, okay, going to do with you. We're going to keep an eye on that story, okay? Uh-huh. And congratulations once again to Kim K. She's getting ready to play her divorce lawyer in her sitcom. Randy Murphy, Mr. Murphy, hello, is putting that presentation together, a role tailored just for her. Baby, that's an accomplishment. I don't care what y'all say. Thank God for every accomplishment you make. It's important on this pop, pop, popping Friday. I want to say congratulations to the beautiful, dazzling Beyonce herself on her big world premiere. Okay, it was beautiful. The people loved it. Right. They did. We love everything the B do. Congratulations, beautiful. You always look just stunning. Okay, right. You know, with the rich, just stunning, absolutely stunning, marvelous, beautiful, gorgeous, beautiful. You know all that. You know the rich. They put it together. Oh, perfect. Baby, they sent, wait. Congratulations. Let me say this before I forget, because that's my guy. I ain't even going to lie. I love me some 50 Cent. Curtis, allegedly, word on the streets. He putting a movie together already called Surviving P. Diddy. Baby, what? Congratulations. If that's true, I just want to be the first to say congratulations. My, oh, my. Okay, wanna say my, show look good tonight. He bought the bank up because it's going down. It's going down with P. Diddy. It's just like when it rains, it pours now. I mean, it didn't just think all that stuff. They're accusing you of doing it. If you did it, you had to, because shit, you settled, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, that Cassidy case within 48 hours. What you going to do with the rest of these folks? You got somebody from 1992 or somebody else from 203, baby? Good Lord, Mr. Love. You been quite a busy man. Busy and mean. At the same time, okay, they say your Miami is panicking because her money, and that she's losing everything now. She stood by it. She's starting to lose money, jobs, millions on this Diddy scandal. It's time for you to cut your losses, baby, and go where you can make you some funds, okay? Because everybody got a story to tell. Even Kat revealed how Diddy, this week, how Diddy, allegedly, and Jermaine Dupri groomed crisscross them boys. We ain't never seen them boys again. They made one rocker. Mac Daddy make you want to jump, crisscross to make you. And I ain't seen them no more after that. Lord God, my prayers goes with that family. And listen, the humanitarian award, you know, the people that, a person that take care of his people and he's got human, I can't say it right now for some reason on this pop, pop, popping Friday. My mouth ain't popping right. Okay, well, we go the human award goes to this week was the weekend for donating $2.5 million worth of food to Gaza to help those people, the humanitarian award. Y'all know who I'm talking about, right? It goes to him. Uh-huh. Boy, everybody coming out talking about Puffy. Right, they serious, okay? All right, they serious. Listen, I want to tell y'all something that I'm serious about, too, because I love y'all. On this pop, pop, popping Friday with I, Lady Y. Listen, never give up on your kids. They're your kids, no matter what they do. Never give up on your kids and pray on them. Pray on them and put them in God's hands. You know why? Because God shields them and prayer changes things, okay? Right, and the little rapper breaks his silence. I don't even want to talk about him. I don't even want to talk about him because I'm still upset about, you know, how my mama always say birds of a feather always flock together. If you hang with abusers and killers, you yourself one day might turn into one. I'm talking about the little rapper. What's his name is? Hold on, because I got his name up in here somewhere. We're a fan. Okay, Nordu Wax. Okay, where a fan tried to approach him to get an autograph. Mr. George, one of his fans, little young George, tried to come up and get an autograph, and his boys, his goonies, knocked the boy out, and the boy fell out and had a brain clog and all that, and he's still in the hospital right now to this day. Somebody else needs to talk for this young man, because the internet and people are outraged because they feel like he don't have enough sympathy. What? Where are we going? Yeah. Yeah. That you're right. They don't feel like this young man have enough sympathy. So let go get your PR person and you go ahead and let him talk for you. All right. So we can express some type of grief. Okay, because my grandmama always say birds of a feather flock together, and he ain't telling who did it. Even though we got video, all right, and karma gonna get you, young man. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. All right, and did we talk about that little young NBA player? He only 21 years old, and y'all trying to investigate him under a scandal, say he was messing with a minor. He probably was a minor himself when he was messing with that young girl, but guess what the young girl said? No face, no case. She is not talking to the authorities. So, therefore, in a minute, they'll be throwing that case away. You can't destroy somebody else's life. Go ahead on. Al Pacino girlfriend was asked, are they going to get married? Young mama said, no, she is not marriage material. Y'all go ahead on with that. Y'all know Al Pacino don't want to get married. He ain't never been married. Y'all need to ask Al before y'all go around asking everybody else. Travis Scott at one of his concerts stopped a couple from fighting right in the middle of his show. Ain't that beautiful? Go ahead, Travis. Go and do your thing. All right. Allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. All right. Who else? Yeah. So, listen. I said two more lawsuits for Diddy. So, altogether, how many lawsuits is that? About three? Yeah, Diddy. Go and get your lawyers ready. Go and get your lawyers ready. Because, baby, they coming out the woodwork after you. Okay, let's just keep your story going so nobody else won't get you right pulled down that and that. But y'all heard what Diddy said, and I quote, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, if I go down, everybody going down with me. Baby, they got some wild stories on that internet. They even listen, they even pulling Jay-Z in, and who else? I heard Jay-Z name. I even heard Snoop name. Baby, they pulling a lot of y'all out the closet. It's getting deep up in here, baby. It's getting deep. Did I tell y'all about Harry and Meghan? Okay, returns to Hollywood. I guess she wants, allegedly, to be an actress. More on that story as it develops. Yeah, more on that Diddy story, okay, as it develops. Okay, we all know, right, that, you know, it's going to develop. We do know that. Kim K movie coming to Netflix. Okay, she was had the starring lead. It's called Fifth Wheel. Oh, shit, Kim K, girl, go on and get it done, honey. You trying to get that done. Let your husband, your ex-husband know he can do it without you. You can do it without him. All right, I love y'all. Okay, it is our Lady Y. It's pop, pop, popping Friday. Let me go get some things popping on my side of the road, too. Okay, I got to go get my mama. She got to take her to the doctor today. You know, listen, I take care of my seniors. Okay, that's another thing. Y'all know I'm an advocate for senior citizens. I'm going to talk about it. Go check on them today. See where they at. See what they doing. See what you can do for them because they always doing for you. It's a beautiful day out here in the seas. We're going to talk more about what's going down. We really are. We're going to talk more about what's going down because it's a lot going down. Listen, I see y'all on what's tomorrow? Family Day. That's Saturday. Saturday is Family Day. Listen, take care of your family. Shield over your family. Yes, pray over your family every day. God is good. Win all the time. Win in doubt, baby. Always pray it out. Any birthdays out here today? Happy birthday. Happy birthday on this pop, pop, pop it Friday. Go on and pop, pop it, okay? Any anniversaries, keep your lady. Everybody single. Keep your woman. It's getting rare now. They going to have to stop paying y'all bastards to stay together now, huh? Okay, we gonna see. I love y'all. Peace and love. It's your girl, The Why and Why Not. Mwah. Because we can. I'll see y'all tomorrow. I got a lot to talk about. We're gonna talk about a lot, but I got mom sitting here looking in my face because she ready to go to our doctor saying, hey, I love y'all. You know how mothers are. Them senior citizens is something else. But remember, baby, one day you gonna be in her shoes. Peace and love. I love y'all. I'm out. It's your girl, Lady Y. It is I. Pop, pop, popping Friday. Stay popping, because Jesus always is.